It's a cold, wet day in February, and I'm standing in a vacant lot on Lillian Drive with Randy Huey, a board member of the Sitka Community Development Corporation and an evangelist for the Sitka Community Land Trust, which now owns this land. I asked Huey for a tour of the site, but the rain chases us inside the cab of his pickup truck.
I've been here a little while. I'm turning it on and getting warm.
A community land trust has been in the works in Sitka for several years. The assembly donated the lot last May, and the blueprints have been drawn up. But even though there's the political will to move ahead with the project, there's a problem.
We need a buyer qualified to buy this house before we can proceed, because we don't have the means to finance this. We're just a little shoestring nonprofit.
That buyer may have turned up finally. It's a family of four, and we'll go into how that family qualified in a minute. But this deal has been available literally for months. The sale price is $250,000. That's $165,000 below the average sale price for existing homes in Sitka last year, a discount of 40%. But there's a catch. You're only buying the house, not the land. And you won't be cashing in on the slow but steady growth in Sitka's real estate market.
When you sell a house, you don't get to keep all the money. In order to preserve the affordability across time, since land home ownership tends to escalate in value far higher than incomes, when you sell this house, you get to keep 25% of the difference between the appraisals.
The working idea behind a community land trust is that this 25% share of the equity in the home, if you live in it for a few years, should be enough to springboard you into the regular housing market. And the selling price of the house you're leaving behind will be low enough for a family earning the area median income, which currently stands at $78,000, to buy its way in. Simple, eh? But it's not really taking root yet.
It's a mystery to us, frankly. You know, we thought that by the time we could put a house on the market ready to go at a price like this, we'd have people lined up, and we just don't.
The SCDC's requirements are not particularly strict. It wants a Sitka buyer, someone who already lives here or is moving back to Sitka or is moving here and plans to stay. And there's also a financial threshold. A community land trust home is not low-income housing in the traditional sense, and it's not for the super rich. A family of four can't have an income greater than $94,000. Putting these pieces together, plus bank financing, took a while, but Huey says this is perfect for professionals, like nurses or teachers, who might otherwise be stuck in Sitka's pricey rental market.
Then this is a way out of that. You know, it doesn't take federal funding and programs or state housing programs. It's just a local, totally simple model.
And a model that the Sitka Community Land Trust would like to grow into a portfolio of affordable properties. Huey envisions a neighborhood of small houses on the old city shops land along Halibut Point Road, with a common parking area and a community building where residents can store bikes or clean fish. The Rasmussen Foundation has backed the idea with a planning grant. Once the SCDC has its plans, they'll ask the Assembly to donate this site also. But much like the vacant lot on Lillian Drive, that vision will only become a reality if Huey finds buyers who believe in this version of affordability as much as he does. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.